I am not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but I come to fulfill them. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church in North Korea. My name is Bob, and this is podcast number 357. It's December 29, 2015. Well, I have to apologize for being a little later than normal today. The snows have hit us. Actually, the ice hit us in Chicago last night, and I finally got around this morning to taking care of that. Now, you people in Canada can understand what I'm talking about. You Texans may have to stretch a little bit, but there is this white stuff that takes us off schedule every once in a while. But we're back and glad to be sitting here, believe me, rather than be standing out there. What do we mean by abrogation? A few more words about abrogation before we move on to the Quran itself and share with you actual verses that talk about war, actual verses that talk about peace. If you're just now joining us on this series, I really caution you. I'm not going to be able to go into the details that I went into before, and I hope that you will go back and find the other, three items of this series and catch up with us. But what do we mean by abrogation? According to Ibn Kathir's interpretation, abrogation is defined as the removal of a verse or the change of a verse in the Quran with another, newer verse, or to make something lawful which was unlawful, or vice versa. Well, now, how many chapters in the Quran contain abrogation? 71 chapters, according to our author Usama Dakdak, and I'm going to stop right now, give you the contact information before I forget. That's P.O. Box 244 in Venice, Florida, 34284. You'll want to contact him to get your own Quran, but with Protestant Christian notes all the way through to guide you through. Not that you would probably be deceived by something like this. It's just really far out. But some Christians, so-called, are indeed going that direction. Be very careful. 71 chapters, which is over 60% of the Quran. There's only 114 chapters. Now, sometimes it's just one verse. For example, verse 9:5, which is called the verse of the sword by all Muslim scholars, abrogates. That one verse abrogates 124 verses of the Quran that speak softly about other religions and other people, such as the people of the book, that's us and the Jews. There are three different types of abrogation in the Quran. 1, 2, 3, write it down. Number one, the first type of abrogation is when the verse is removed from the Quran altogether, and Muslims are not required to practice its teaching. These are verses that Muslims and Muhammad could no longer remember because Allah caused them to be forgotten. So, well, you've got to take his word for it, that they were there, but they're not here now. It should be noted that there was no effort to compile Muhammad's recitations during his lifetime. Rather, they depended primarily on the memory of Muhammad and his followers. So it's not surprising that some of the verses were forgotten. And now we have a theological explanation and defense of forgetting things. Well, I could use that. How about you? The second type of abrogation is when the verse exists but has been superseded by a newer verse. And so it's no longer practiced. It's in there, but you can ignore it. This type of abrogated verse includes those verses that Muslims try hard to use in the West. Here's where we're getting down to. Please pay attention. Hello. The news spinners, you'll see them all the time in the West, proving that the Quran is not a hateful, barbaric book. These are typically, maybe not 100%, but typically the Meccan or early Medinan you know, all of Mecca, and when he first got to Medina, not sure if he was going to be powerful or not. All those verses are peaceful, recited prior to Muhammad becoming a strong military leader. According to the Muslim scholars, the verses which Muhammad received later, according to the law of abrogation, supersede the earlier verses if there's a contradiction, and there is a major contradiction. A sample of such superseded verses is verse 262, which says, surely those who believed, Muslims, and those who believed, parentheses, Muslims, the true believers, and those who are Jews, and the Nasara, Christians. You'll hear that term today. You'll see the big N being put on houses in Nigeria. These are Nazarenes. These are Christians. Kill them. This house is cursed. Those who are Jews and the Nasara, the Christians, and the Sabaeans, the idol worshippers, whoever believed in Allah in the last day and did a good deed, so they will have their wages with their Lord, and no fear on them, and they will not grieve. What? That verse, that kind of verse, teaches that Christians, Jews, and even idol worshippers will have a place in heaven if they were good, did good things for Muslims, and so on. But this verse was abrogated when Allah says in the Quran in 3:85, and whoever desires any other religion except Islam, so it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be of the losers. You see, total contradiction. But the Medina verse abrogates the Mecca verse. Got to use the Medina one because it was written later and abrogates the former. You see how it works now? Other examples in verse 8:61. Which says, and if they lean toward peace, so lean toward it. Get along with them if they want. And verse 2:256, which states, no compulsion in religion. These and many other such verses will give the unknowing reader the impression that the Quran is a kind book. But the fact is, all these verses have been abrogated by verse 9:5, which we read. One of the last chapters revealed to Muhammad when Allah said, so, when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them. Take them as captives and besiege them. Lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent or convert to Islam and perform prayer and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving and merciful. Also, verse 9:29, Allah says, engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah and the last day, and do not believe in the religion of truth among those who have been given the book. That's the Jews and Christians. Such newer verses abrogate the previous verses, and Muslims are commanded to live by the new verses, not the old ones. Therefore, one comes to the conclusion that there is no such thing as soft, kind verses in the Quran because Allah has changed his mind and abrogated such verses. There's another kind of abrogation, is when the written verse is gone, but Muslims are still commanded to practice such verses. What? Yeah, they have a practice of the ordinance of stoning an adulterer. It's not in the Quran, but it's a practice. Got into some other writings, perhaps. When women commit adultery in Islam, the Sharia law, Islamic law, commands them to be punished by stoning them to death, even though the written verse of the Quran has been removed. It's a strange God, don't you think? Strange words of this God. In God's word, Jesus says in Matthew 5:17-18, don't think that I am come to destroy the law, the prophets. I didn't come to destroy, I don't change my mind. I've come to fulfill. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until everything is fulfilled. What a difference the true Word of God makes. So can you remember that simple formula? Medina abrogates Mecca. Next time you hear a peaceful verse, ask the person quoting it, or look it up yourself if possible. Where was this verse written? And you will know if it's Mecca, it was abrogated by other verses in Medina. I know our Muslims are going to argue with you about this, and Muslim scholars argue among themselves just as Christian scholars do. So you won't find the Muslim scholar that you can depend on. But I'm giving you a general principle here about abrogation that is so, so critical to you understanding what in the world is going on. These people who talk peace, they're not deliberately deceiving. They really found it in their Bible, their holy book. And they believe it with all their heart that there is such a thing as peace and that the Quran teaches it. But they've been deceived, because the greater truth is that those who are going around chopping off heads are practicing the updated, the relevant, updated Islam. That is true Islam today. True Islam, it's hard to use that phrase, but updated, I'm talking about, there was a true Islam in Mecca that said, be at peace with them. But once they felt their oats, once they realized, oh my goodness, we're strong, the sword will do stuff for us, then he began saying, hey, Allah wants us to kill all of you unless you follow us. That's what the caliphate's all about today. That's what ISIS is about. They wear different names, different times. By the way, when you get rid of ISIS, look for another head to rise up, just like that mythical whatever it was where you cut off one head and another head. You know what I'm talking about. I hope you do. I'm not sure I do. But it's not going to go away, because there'll always be people in Islam who believe in the Medina scriptures. And they'll teach exactly what I'm teaching you today. Medina abrogates Mecca. That's the solution to the mystery among us, I think. I want to go through the Quran just a little. I've got a lot of verses here, but you know what? Not only today, but I can do this tomorrow, and I could do this for many days, but I don't think I will. I think you really already have the point, but let me give you just a few more examples. I'm paging through. If you got this book already, it's on page 6. We're in the Quran now. We're in the Quran. And here's a verse where Jews, Christians, and idol worshippers are accepted by Allah. Now this is 362. Surely those who believed, and those who are Jews, and the Nasra, and the Sabaean, whoever believed in Allah. Oh, you know what? I already read that. Okay, I found that on my own. But let me keep going here and find some other things that he hasn't given us as an example. All right, in chapter 2, excuse me, verse 106. Whatever verse we abrogate, this is about abrogation. Whatever verse we abrogate or cause it to be forgotten, we bring a better verse than it or like it. Do you not know that Allah has might over all things? Hey, I have might even over my own word. Now that's something that the scripture comes and talks about our God. God has exalted his word above his name. His word is so dependable. When he says something, he's not going to change it. Not so with Allah. He says he has power. If I want to change my mind, if I want to say something different today than I said yesterday, that's my power and I can do that. No, that's no God. That's a man who came into some different circumstances and had to change his mind and had to explain why he was changing his mind. Do you not know that Allah has the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and that you do not have a friend or helper other than Allah? Or do you wish to ask your messenger as Moses was asked before? In other words, are you going to challenge me or Muhammad? Are you going to challenge Muhammad like they challenged Moses? You know you're going to get in trouble if you do that. This guy was a manipulator. He wrote it all in there to be sure that he wasn't challenged. Nothing he said could, and if he knew he was saying something, oh my goodness, this is not going to go over. What am I going to do now? Then he would make up a new rule. That's Quran. If you were raised on that, that's your life. And you learn to accept it. You learn to believe it, regardless of the ridiculousness of the logic. You learn to accept it. Oh, beware. Well, I ran out again. I ran out of time. What is going on? Well, it's good to be with you again. Thank God the snows are over. I should be on time tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll just pick up right here. I just want to page through the Quran and read you right from the source some things you need to know about what's going on in our world today. Don't forget Matthew 5:17. This is so good. I am not come to destroy, God, Jesus said, the law of the prophets. There's no change here, but to fulfill them. Amen. Amen. We'll talk later.